Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your host, CL King, and I'm coming to you live from the High Definition Studios here in Impactville. This is a place that has become a place of refuge for thousands of people from coast to coast and around the world. And we are so delighted to start out our broadcast week with somebody who is very, very special to us. She holds a very special place in our heart here in Impactville. And you guys know her because we have her on a quarterly appearance. She cannot get away from us. Her name is Hope Rieger, and she is the founder of Grief to Hope. Grief to Hope is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that was created and founded in 2020 by our guest, Hope Rieger. She is the mother of Justin, who was murdered in 2016. Hope began her journey to find comfort and a safe space to join those who understand the tragedy of her loss, her isolation, her frustration, her anger, and was surprised by the lack of resources, help, and support for others who were grieving. She knew that statistics, and those statistics did not give an understanding, and those lack of resources were magnified and something that so many people face every day. And she began her mission amid the COVID-19 crisis to reach out to all those grieving and help them not feel more isolated and alone in their pain. And so Grief to Hope is a virtual 7-week grief support program that has a main topic each week to discuss, as well as the opportunity to speak in an open discussion. And we met through podcasting, but we have been brought, our relationship has been solidified by the hand of God. And so I'm a holder of her book, Grief to Hope. We'll talk about that tonight. And Hope is doing a fantastic work with her nonprofit. And I said, you know what, Hope, every time you come here, we feel uplifted. We feel energized. We feel like there truly is hope in this. So those of you that will be watching our live broadcast, and those of you that will download our podcast from really all across the globe, we ask for you to share this with someone who you may know who is going through a time of grief. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. It does not discriminate. We will all go through it in some shape or form, but you don't have to go through it alone. There is Grief to Hope. So welcome, Hope. We thank you so much for being here. Welcome back to the studio.
I love being here with you guys. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yes, I know. I mean, it's just like, I just set my watch. You know what I mean? It's like Groundhog Day. Hope should be showing up.
I'm just grateful that you keep asking me to come back, right? Yeah. Like you didn't block me on Facebook or anything.
No blocking here. In fact, we just know, Hope, that on our cycle of guests. Now, we've had, can you believe this, Hope, since we started podcasting, we've had over 425 guests on this show. And I was telling Greg, I said, you know, that means that's 425 times we've had to sit in this chair because AI don't do it for us. We gotta show up. And we're grateful for the opportunity. You know, Greg is the VP of Impacting Life 24/7, and he always is thankful to have you in our studios. He's here. He's 500 miles away in the virtual studios making stuff happen. So we love Greg Smith. So Hope, let's get right to it. Tell people how they can reach you, because you know that's something we love to promote.
I love it. Great. Grief to Hope. It's grief, the number 2, hopesupport.com. You can find me on Facebook under Grief to Hope, Hope Rieger under Facebook, LinkedIn, Hope Rieger, Grief to Hope on LinkedIn, and then Instagram, it's Grief to Hope 2020. So you can find me in most all social media, as well as my website has a place where you can simply contact me directly right from the website.
Awesome. And you got a new and improved website that we saw. I was able to be a part, and I wasn't a part of it, but I was able to check out the launch and the new improved. I was like, yeah, this is good. This is wonderful. And some people will be like, why are you guys so jovial on a topic? You know what I mean? On the topic of grief to hope, because Hope has taught me that I don't have to I understand her situation and have a high degree of respect for it, but we don't have to treat each other with kid gloves, because Hope still needs to be uplifted. And in her mission, she's still uplifting people. That God named her Hope for a reason. So Hope, tell us a little bit about your story and how all of this came about. You're so good at unpacking it. I don't have to interview you. I can really just turn the microphone over to you, but give us some insight of what birthed Grief to Hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Just the basics of it, without going into a lot of detail, is in November of 2016, I was the one that received the knock at the door, and found that my husband, or my son Justin, was murdered by a roommate of his, where they had gotten into a argument that led to a physical fight, which led to the person pulling a gun on my son and unfortunately killing him. As well as with the grief that all that you go through with being a mother and that shock and that overwhelming is, I also had that layer of criminal activity, right? Where that was another layer of that impacted my grief. And so in doing so, the way that the situation occurred where my son was at and the roommate, that roommate filed self-defense and was never indicted for murder. So I had to figure out how to take this anger and frustration and hatred, as well as the sorrow, the complete devastation of losing my son, into either something where I laid in bed and never functioned again, right? That was a choice. And people would have understood that, right? We've talked about this, that people would have understood if I would have just stayed in that horrible grief darkness that was developing. And I somehow miraculously, thank goodness to God, and my motivation of honoring my son, I said, I can no longer do that. I can no longer hold that anger, that frustration, and all that negative energy, that I had to move forward in a way that was positive, for I had to honor my son for the way that he lived versus the way that he was taken. And for me, I didn't know what that meant, right? I had no idea what I was going to do, but I knew that I was going to live the rest of my life for both of us, because my son didn't have that chance. And now it was my opportunity to live for the both of us. So in doing so, I prayed. I learned a lot. I did counseling. I did some Christian-based grief shares. And in learning all of that information, I took to myself that the main objective of my grief and the way that I was healing and coping and providing, was being around others who understood what I was going through. Mm-hmm. And what I say that by is, there's a passion that you have for different things that happen in your life, right? So with grief, it had never happened in my life. So I didn't have any desire to learn about it. I didn't have any desire to understand it, because it never had impacted me the way that this did. And then when this was thrown in my face, I was like, where do I go? What do I do? Who do I, where can I find others who are feeling this unbearable pain? And doing so, I learned that there were so many people out there that were just like me, but there were so many people out there that were lost just like me, and they couldn't find that connection with people. And so in doing so, in 2020, COVID hit, and that's when the idea came to me that we were doing just like we are doing now virtually. Right. I was like, wait a minute, we can bring people together, because COVID also added another layer. Just like I had the criminal layer, COVID added another layer where people weren't allowed to have funerals or say goodbye. And it was a pandemic that was heightened by death numbers on TV. And I couldn't imagine going through my grief in that time period.
Right.
And so that's when Grief to Hope was sort of blossomed, was in the summer of 2020. I created a 7-week program that meets virtually, and we get together to talk about our experiences. We share our stories, we share our difficulties. We can take that mask off and say, I am who I am. There's no judgment. And it's an open, safe space for you to just be around others who understand. And that's how it was born.
It's very, very powerful. And you know, I'm thinking back, it's like, okay, when we think about COVID-19, it almost seems like, wow, that was like previous century, right? It seems so long. There was so much loss that took place. We're almost kind of numb to it now. Like, man, did we really go through that? And, you know, for those of you that are tuning in live or who will download our podcast, which is downloaded and carried on 30 different platforms, we have welcomed to our virtual studios, Miss Hope Rieger. You can find her at grieftohope.com. Is that right? Grieftohope.com?
Grieftohopesupport.com.
Grieftohopesupport.com. And as you guys know, me being the host here, I always mess up everybody's name and website and everything. So let's just get it right. Grieftohopesupport.com. And we'd like for you to connect with her. I was privileged not too long ago, Hope, to speak at your group. And it was so energizing. It was a room, number one, she said it was a safe space, and it was a room where people all had this common thread weaved throughout their lives that brought them together. And that was, they were grieving, and there was a resource, like we were going to gain strength through that group. So as you have seen it grow, because I was blown away how many people are in your group. When you first started, how many people were showing up?
First off, you were amazing, and I was so grateful to have you come, and people still talk about you, and so you need to come back. Absolutely. We're going to do this quarterly thing for you as well. There was times, literally, when I first started Grief to Hope, that I had two people. And sometimes, literally, I had on one occasion one person show up. And you know what? Her and I got, she was from Australia, and her and I sat there and we talked, and I got to know her so bad. And now she continues to go, and she's always in there. And we just developed such a family relationship. And I think that's what happens with Grief to Hope. It's not pressured, where if you leave your camera off, that's okay. If you need to bow out, that's okay. But it's also uplifting, where we have you share, because your story may impact somebody else in the group in a different way. Where if you lost your mother, or if you lost your spouse, that might affect someone differently, where I lost my son. So we have all different types of grief, and the way that it happens and who it is. And it may be 3 months, it may be 30 years down the road. It doesn't matter. We are a judgment-free zone that welcomes all, that just basically, we're just glad that you're there and you take that courageous step to come and talk if you want, or just listen.
And again, that's grieftohopesupport.com. CL King got his act together now. I mean, I'm looking at the website. How about reading the script there, King? So grieftohopesupport.com. And Hope Rieger is the founder of the Grief to Hope nonprofit. And within every individual lies the strength to rise above the pain of loss and create a life filled with purpose, joy, and hope. You'll find that on her main page there. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you and kind of, you know, pick your brain a bit is, some people live, well, we all live in this world that is just like, okay, everything is based off of a timeline, right? You know, when I get to the airport, I'm barely shoveling the Starbucks biscuit in my mouth and they're calling for me to get on the plane, right? If I don't make it, I'll be left in Denver like we almost were when we saw Chris get married. Everything is on a timeline, right? Everything, we're just crunched. Even in employment, people are working their whole lives to get to this magical day of retirement, to get a third, don't get me started on this, a third of their money that they work so hard to get, right? So everything is on a timeline. But when we come to grief, we still try to apply those artificial timelines. I want you to talk about that.
Oh, that's an amazing question. So when I first lost Justin, of course, the overwhelm, grief, sorrow, sadness, it was overwhelming, and it was some days unbearable. But what I kept on thinking was, if I do all the right things, I'll hit this finish line of grief, right? And I remember talking to my counselor and saying, listen, what do I need to do? And she would give me a list of things. And I'm like, okay, so if I journal and then I do this and I do this and I do this, and then when I come back in 2 weeks, I'll be good, right? I'll be complete with this grief thing. And I knew in the back of my mind that that's not how it works, but I've never been thrust in the depths of grief. Mm-hmm. And so what I had to come to terms with was, one, I had to grant myself grief patience. And I talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. You have to give yourself patience in grief. There is no right way. There's no wrong way. There's your way of grieving. And your way is completely different for every single grief you go through. My grief that I'll be going through with another, you know, if and when my mother is taken or my father, is going to be different than this grief that I'm going through with my son. And so even our griefs are different and separate. And so one of the things that I had to learn is there's no timeline, there's no stages, there's no phases to grief. And one of the things that I want people to understand is, I kept thinking, if I go through stage 1 through 3, because that's what we've been taught, that that's done. And I put it to my little side and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Stage 4, hit me up. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in the most compassionate way, is that stage 1 could come back. Stage 1 can hit you in between 4 and 5. Stage 1 can hit you after 5. And then I kept feeling like, oh gosh, I'm failing at this. I'm not doing this right. It's coming back. I'm not. So grant yourself the grief patience and know that the finish line is non-existent. It's invisible.
Wow.
But you move through certain obstacles within grief. So you start a turning point, not a finish line, but a turning point in where, like I say, some of the memories that I have with Justin would cause me pain and emotions. And then there was a turning point where it started giving me smiles and laughter. And then there was a turning point where I was, okay, I feel that today in a different way. But I had to always make sure that there was no right or wrong. There was no backwards, forwards. There was no you're failing or you're moving in a different direction. It's just how it flows. And you have to provide yourself a focus for the day. And that's what I talk about with Grief to Hope. That focus is what gets you through those difficult times.
That's very, very powerful, man. What an eloquent speech, man. I'm gonna bring you on for my midnight motivation. What a great display of oratory, and I've never heard it laid out like that. But I'm glad that we were able to get some synergy there, because what people feel I perceive is the pressure to hurry up and get back to center mass, right? Mm-hmm. Hurry up and get back to work, hurry up and get back to the hamster wheel life. And many people, because of that pressure, and there's not an outlet or a resource like Grief to Hope, they wind up going into a much darker place, right? Because they don't measure up to getting back on the on ramp of life. And so then they wind up just shutting down.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that I struggled with is this normalcy to get back to the normal hope. And I tell people all the time, I'm version 2.0. And now I'm probably version 7.0 at this point, because it's been 10 years. But right. I keep evolving, right? Like, I keep evolving in my strength and my courage, and my focus towards honoring my son is so strong.
Right.
That you evolve into a different identity. And I talked about this a little bit on my Facebook page today, is that when we lose a loved one, we also lose our identity with the life of that loved one. And what I mean by that is, mm-hmm. one of the things that happened to me was I signed a card to my son. I have an older son, and then I had Justin. And his birthday was a couple weeks after I lost Justin. And I remember signing the words "love, mom." And it broke my heart, because that was the only person I was going to be able to ever say that to again, was my older son. I wasn't going to be able to say "love, mom," or and that one person was the only one that would consider me mom again, right? And so as we lose spouses, you lose that identity of being a wife or a mother or, you know, a caregiver, right? When you are taking care of someone as they are, you know, if they're going through an illness and that is your main objective, that caregiving role for the last few months of their life. And then once that life has ended, that role, you have to grieve as that was your life. That was your identity. Absolutely. And so a lot of times when we're grieving, it's not just grieving the loss, it's grieving the life that you lived with that person. And so that identity and that role that you had. And so I think it's really, really a change in mindset is that we're not just grieving the loss of the loved one. We're grieving the life that we lived, the person that we were, that get back to normal kind of thing. That version of hope no longer exists. Now, I will tell you that one of the gifts that was given to me was I'm now more patient. I'm now more in the moment. I'm now more positive. I am now more, let's do it, right? Yeah. And a lot of times I'll do something once, like take the kids to Disneyland. I took my grandkids to Disneyland and I said, okay, I did it. But I lived in the moment. And that's one of the gifts that Justin gave me, was the gratefulness of living, mm-hmm. the precious time, because we can't buy time. Right. We can't buy it. We can't bottle it up and keep it, right? So as we move, right, we've got to realize how precious that time is, and you got to go for it. And when I have days like, you know, I'm in this nonprofit, I want to make this work and amazing and everything. And those are the days that I need it the most. Right. Those are the days that I need Justin's gift the most, to say, you got it. You go, mom, you do it. Cause you know, that is the most power and courage that I could ever, ever have. And it's amazing. It's amazing what he's given me.
It truly is amazing. And JP Hawkins, you're right, man. She is an absolute gem. And yeah, we never looked at it that way. I'm glad you illuminated that part about, like caregivers, for example, because I watched my wife, and I think I may have told you this, in 2012 when she lost her mother. Prior to that, she was up in Ohio, in Lorain, Ohio, taking care of her mother. And it was an epic effort that I watched her transplant basically our house, because it was her and my daughters up there. And they were doing everything in their power to keep mom alive. So they had invested the, you know, and for a moment it had looked like mom was turning the corner, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember my wife coming back down here for an appointment that she probably could have put off. And she was here and got word, you need to get back up to Ohio. And you know, being an Ohioan, that's a 12-hour drive. And shortly thereafter, mom passed away. But it was like, now that you illuminated that to us, it was like, it wasn't just that she lost her mother. She, you know, the whole dynamic of her life being a caretaker for her mom had changed. And so you guys who are joining us live, we have the world renowned, my friend and sister. We talked about me adopting her today. She's a little, are you older than me or am I older than you?
I am older than you.
Oh my
God. Thank you for throwing me. Because you just said to everybody that you're getting ready to turn 50. So now you blasted me.
So I can't be her big brother, but I will be her taller brother. Nonetheless, we have Hope Rieger in our virtual studios. Always, always, always a phenomenal guest, a phenomenal sister. I have her book here. I have a copy of her book, a signed copy, Grief to Hope. And this is a mother's memoir of devastation to determination, and you can get your copy just by going to grieftohopesupport.com, or can they go to the other outlets like Amazon?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'll actually be doing a book signing, so if you're in Ohio, March 23rd, come and see me.
Yes, March 23rd, doing the book signings. I'm getting ready to start mine back up too, so I'm rejoicing for you and getting this message out. Give us some insights about the book and so that people can understand why this is an important book to get in their hands.
No, I love that. So Grief to Hope, the book, basically came about when someone asked me, if I'm not ready for a group setting, but I want to hear your story and I want to know how you moved into the powerful and the positive and the serving kind of environment. It's where the book sort of came from. And so the first part of the book is my detailed story, and it is gritty and it is raw and it is transparent. And I want to make sure that when you read the book that you understand, you feel, and a lot of people that have gone through grief are like, I felt right there with you. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted people to understand where I was to where I came to. And so I write how Grief to Hope was born, how the program works, how you can get it. And then there's some quotes in the back that I've created. And so it's just a book that, even if you've never dealt with grief before, and let's be honest, grief is not the best subject to talk, and people will avoid it at all aspects. But when it happens to you and it's in your face, reading something like this will give you the power to sort of understand the grief that you're going through in a way that you probably have never heard.
Yeah, that's awesome. Again, grieftohopesupport.com. She has a 7-week grief support group that runs in 7-week cycles. So they had a January through February, and now the next one is coming up in April 18th through May 30th, right?
Yep, you got
and,
it.
And I mean, my notes are really good. It's right on the website. And so the meetings are every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can maintain your anonymity. You can come and not say anything if you don't want to, or come and share. But one thing that I realized in all the people that I've met is that you do not have to be alone. You do not have in this journey, you do not have to be alone. And just, you know, the grief is you have lost, like she said, a part of your identity, but you don't have to go through that journey alone. So now I'm going to roll this out for you real quick, and I'm going to see if Hope remembers what she created. But the G in grief stands for what?
Gift of time.
The gift of time. And what does that mean?
So gift of time is basically, we talk about how time, sort of like what you alluded to earlier, like hurry up, get back to normalcy. Are you pushed? Or we also talk about how time changes over your grief, like, or not time, how you change over time in your grief.
Right.
So that's what we talk about with gift of time.
Awesome. And then the R in that is receive help.
Yep. That is all about how people can help you, what you expect. And ways, one of the greatest things we've come about is we've talked about how ways that you can help others. And we've even talked about that question, and CL knows that I've done this, is like, if there's anything you need, just ask. Don't say that, because right, that puts the burden on us. And it's well-intended and it's heartfelt, but we really, I think if you want to really help, say, hey, I want to bring you dinner on Friday. Is that okay?
That's a beautiful, 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 beautiful statement there, because I have, you know, as you guys may have known throughout these 30 years of being in this arena, I have helped churches set up their some of the inner workings of church ministry. And one of the things that is probably one of the most grievous statements is, if you need anything, give us a call. Right? If you need me, give me a call. I'm right here. No, what we've got to become sensitive and aware and just say, hey, Hope, do you like spaghetti? Because that's what we're bringing tonight, sister. And we've got anchovies in it. Is that okay?
Don't bring that.
Yeah, I'm good. No, anchovies. No, I'm allergic to anchovies and spaghetti. So anyway, we gotta hustle. The I stands for
inspire, which is what Grief to Hope is all about.
Yeah, definitely inspiration. I felt inspired in the room when I was there. The E?
Expectations, what people expect from you, what you expect from them. What did you expect from grief?
Yeah, what did you expect from grief? And you're right, JP. Hope support group is a very resourceful and supportive, no judgment zone in her group settings. That's from JP Hawkins.
Yes, yeah, I love my JP.
She's one of a kind, man. I told her today, I said, I've already got the paper drawn up. You're legally now my sister. So what are we managing expectations? And then this one, I really, really love this one. The F.
Feel everything is, we talk about triggers and how to feel those, but also to change the mindset when it comes to triggers. Real quickly, I used to have a trigger of when I saw people walking, and it would bring me to my core, and I couldn't understand why. And then I changed the mindset of that, and I realized it's my son saying, I'm here, I'm walking with you. So it's changing the mindset of those kind of emotions that feel everything. Also, those are sessions where we share names, pictures, memories, stories, and to see the smiles on my people's faces in that group is incredible. Just for them to get the chance to say, Justin, here's a picture, here's his favorite movie, here's his favorite pizza. Those are the kind of things we love.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like Justin and I mean, he's looking down from heaven on me now, but I feel like Justin and I would get along really good because he was, I know about him, but tell us a little bit about him.
I love it when you do this, and it brings me so much joy. Justin was incredible. He was 19 years old. He was a leader. He was an outsider, loved to do everything outside. His sense of humor was one of the best, and his smile could just melt your heart. And the one of the things that I miss the most is just the way that he made me laugh every single day. And so even now, as I go through grief, looking back on memories, I can get those giggles every now and then when I think of him. So he's left me with huge, huge memories.
Absolutely. And my friend, Hope Rieger, and my sister, she has been so kind, and God has really positioned her to share her life with us and being vulnerable and open and transparent. But we just celebrated 7 years without him. And she said, I hope I am living the way that makes you proud, as you are my why to keep fighting and making a difference in your honor. One of the things that Hope talks about, and you can get her book, Grief to Hope, is she said, I lost Justin. I didn't want to lose Hope too. And so what a tremendous blessing that this has been. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are or know someone who is traveling down this road of grief, and I know many hundreds of people who are in that arena, and we're not trying to sell you anything or rope you into anything, but I want you to know that there is a place that I trust, that I have vetted, because Hope and I have been together now for many years, that there is a place that Hope has created for you to be able to come and gain strength and courage and hope. And it's her Grief to Hope support group that she has. It runs for 7 weeks. They meet every Thursday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it's a, how long does it run? An hour long?
session. Yeah, it's 7:30 Eastern to 8:30.
7:30 Eastern to 8:30. See, she has to keep me straight because I'm just like, no telling where you guys showing
up. I got you.
If you show up at 7, at least you'll be early. So,
hey, I'll be there.
You can find Hope on Facebook or all the other social media outlets. Of course, you can find her also specifically at her website, grieftohopesupport.com. And she reach out to her and she can make you a partner in that group. And so, Justin, we love you and we thank you for who you are to us and what you mean to us. And so this is always my favorite time for us as Impacting Life 24/7 is to be able to hear the words of somebody who has truly, we say we want people who have gone through something or who have been impacted by something and now they are impacting others. See, it's one thing to have been impacted by something that may have been even beyond your control, but it's another thing to take that impact and then leverage it and reciprocate it to other people. And so with that, we turn our stage and our platform back over to our most esteemed sister, Hope, and we would love for her to give a closing word of encouragement to those who may be in the throes of grief, trying to find which way to go. And she knows those feelings all too well, but I know she's got a word that will help you and inspire you. The floor is yours, Hope. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, CL. I'm going to give you a quote that I just recently used in one of my meetings, and it says, sharing our words or providing words of comfort to those who grieve so matter, but providing a comfortable space is powerful.
Providing a comfortable space is powerful. And truly, you are a powerful woman, Hope Rieger. We love you and appreciate you. And again, I want everybody to go out there. You can't have this one, but you can have one like it because I got the signed copy. Yo, you know what I mean? I think we've traded books. Don't you got a signed copy of mine?
I absolutely yeah. do.
And you know, Hope is beyond just talk. She's one of our Impacting Life 24/7 sponsors. The reason why this show is being brought to you tonight is because of people like Hope Rieger. She was there with us on our book launch night when we blew the power out of my house. Remember that, Hope?
I do. Bless your heart.
We were running so much juice that night, we shut the whole thing down on a live book launch, and Hope rode the whole thing out with us. We love you. We appreciate you. And I love you all. I want you guys that have been blessed by Hope and who are been blessed by this broadcast, please share this on your platforms. We'll continue to do so. Hope Rieger up there all the way in Dayton, Ohio, bringing hope to us here at Impactville. We love you and we look forward to seeing you next quarter. It'll still be daylight when you come back, Hope.
I know. It's going to be great. I love you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a great night, Hope. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Hope Rieger. And what a sister. What a sister. Sometimes it's hard to keep it together when she comes on the show because her hope is so disarming. It's like, you know, you don't have to feel a certain way. She just makes you feel at ease and love and appreciate her. So Hope Rieger, the book is called Grief to Hope, A Mother's Memoir of Devastation to Determination. Get your copy, get your signed copy today at grieftohopesupport.com. All you got to do is go to grieftohopesupport.com. And she'll be back again, but don't wait for her to come back to Impactville. Go connect with her now and just let her know how much you love and appreciate her and support this mission. She's got a 501c3 nonprofit, and so you know how that is, raising funds for your mission. Love to see if you love to donate, reach out to her and find a way that you can contribute to this mission, because I know one thing's for sure: if you live long enough, you will experience grief in some form or fashion, and you do not have to experience it alone. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for us this week. We head out back on the road to the Craven County Jail tomorrow night and Thursday night. And we will be there talking to the men and women about a very, very special topic that I have been working on for the past 3 or 4 years. And the topic will be, I don't plan to fall. And I'm going to talk to them tomorrow night about not having a rope when they climb this mountain of freedom. Like Alex Honnold, he climbed El Capitan. It's 3,000 feet of a northern facing granite rock face. And he climbed it 3,000 feet without a rope. It's called free soloing. And he had 3,000 different movements to get from the base of El Capitan to the summit. And he spent years agonizing and analyzing each one of those moves, meticulously memorizing them at their given point. And the reason why he did it without a rope is because he trained and he planned as if falling was not an option. And it wasn't. One slip, one fall would have been catastrophic. So I'm going to talk to them tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night about guarding their freedom like that. Imagine if we approached our freedom as if it's not optional to give it back. See, 40% of people who are released from jail, they treat it as if, well, I got a rope. I can figure it out. I can climb haphazardly. I cannot give myself full self to this. Well, Alex Honnold, he didn't just climb the mountain. He became one with it. And if I can teach men and women about their freedom, it's not going to be wrapped up in a program. It's going to be wrapped up in their dedication to keep it. It's going to be great. Can't wait for y'all to hear the clips. But until then, head on over to grieftohopesupport.com. Get your copy of Hope Rieger's book, best-selling book, Grief to Hope, A Mother's Memoir of Devastation to Determination. Thank you guys for tuning in to Impact Life 24/7. And we appreciate you here at Impactville. Thank you, Greg. Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you, Hope. And we love and appreciate you. We'll see you next time right here at Impacting Life 24/7 as we continue to impact one life one day at a time. God bless you.